And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we hear from you. Editor Ahmad Omar is here with me once again. What's going on today, Ahmad?
Hey, Michelle. Earlier this week, we talked about Detroit, and there's word there that the city might have to sell off artwork at the famed Detroit Institute of Arts because Detroit is almost $16 billion in debt and facing possible bankruptcy. Well, that got the letters coming in from coast to coast, Michelle. Cleo Dyer from New York City writes in, I strongly believe that Detroit should sell anything it can to help the city. Masterpieces and even land owned by the state are fair game. Collectors and museums would pay millions and the city would benefit.
Listener Jonathan Poland lives on the other coast. He's in Seattle now, but he says he lived in Michigan until he was 18. And he says, quote, I grew up in Detroit and I'm not talking about the suburbs. The DIA is one of a handful of bright spots in the city. One of the few positive memories I have of Detroit is the DIA. If the city were a body, the DIA might be its heart. And he goes on to say that the residents of Detroit have a history of making terrible leadership decisions, and if they think that selling off the DIA is going to save them, they're making yet another one. Thanks, Jonathan and Cleo.
Well, Michelle, I caught up with Michigan Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. He's a Republican from the southern suburbs of Detroit, and he agrees with people like Jonathan, who says the DIA is part of the region's identity. Richardville introduced a bill this week that would require Michigan museums to follow the American Alliance of Museums Ethics Code that would prohibit them from selling artwork for any reason other than raising money to buy other art or to take care of existing collections. Here's what Richardville says about his idea.
People are coming up and saying that they like the idea of preserving this art. They like the idea of protecting these iconic assets that help to define the city of Detroit. Now, some people question whether or not a state law like this would supersede a federal bankruptcy court. And, you know, that's kind of a David versus Goliath situation. But I'm a believer in states' rights. And, you know, I would remind people, though, that David did win when he went up against Goliath.
Michelle, what he's talking about there is this argument that the city might not have a choice in the matter, that these are city-owned assets and creditors could demand that they be sold. Either way, Michigan's treasurer Andy Dillon has been quoted as saying that we'll probably know more details about Detroit's plan on how to get out of this $16 billion debt in the next month or so.
Thanks, Ahmad.
Thank you.
And remember, at Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. We're also on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR.